The new Star Wars film, The Rise of Skywalker, continues that epic storyline of endurance and rebellion. Those themes have long resonated with Native American fans in the Southwest, who say the story speaks to their own historical experiences. An exhibit by Native artists called The Force is With Our People is attempting to illustrate those connections. From member station KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona, Ryan Heintjes reports.
Artist Duane Coyawena is piloting a custom R2-D2 unit in front of the Museum of Northern Arizona. It's life-size and sounds just like the original.
When I was thinking about it, I was like, wouldn't it be cool to see an R2 that's decked out, looks like actually like a pottery? So along with that comes the designs and so the tans and the reddish burn marks from when they fire their pottery.
At first glance, the traditional Hopi maroon and tan patterns are a surprising look for the famous droid, but Coyawena says it makes total sense for R2.
A lot of elders, you know, our uncles or our friends always tell us in ceremony, Nohongvita, which means to give it your all or just to be strong and to persevere. I feel like the Hopi R2 kind of fits in that same line.
Coyawena is one of 25 artists from more than a dozen southwestern tribes taking part in the Forces With Our People. Curator and ethnographer Tony Thibodeau got the idea for the exhibit during a trip to Indigipop X, the indigenous Comic-Con in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I think there's clearly some parallels between Native stories, things like the Hero Twins, a very prominent story in Navajo culture, parallels between that and Star Wars, of course, Luke and Leia being basically Hero Twins in that story.
A glass case in the middle of the exhibit holds tiny wooden Chewbaccas carved and painted in a sparse Navajo style. Nearby stands a stormtrooper adorned with patterns by an Apache artist, and a comic book illustration represents R2-D2 and C-3PO as Navajo code talkers.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow.
On opening night, the visitors are enchanted with the work, especially Hopi R2, who's the star of the show and works the room. Both kids and adults interact with and even talk to the droid as if it's an old friend. The exhibit also bridges generations, drawing families made up of wide age ranges.
I've been drawing Star Wars in my artwork for probably since I was a little kid, probably since the late 70s, early 80s.
That's Ryan Singer, a New Mexico-based Navajo artist prominently featured in the exhibit. He paints vivid depictions of reservation life that overlap with the Star Wars universe. For him, the connections run deep.
There's always that rebellion kind of attitude or spirit, like the little guy. People that don't have all the power and they're getting trampled over. Indigenous people can kind of feel like maybe the rebels fighting the empire.
Cultural assimilation and the lasting effects of colonialism are strong in Singer's work. His painting Decolonized Ewok was inspired by the trauma of the forced boarding school experiences of thousands of Native Americans in the 19th and 20th centuries.
You can use Star Wars metaphors or motifs to kind of reel people in to let them see what's happening or see what happened before, say, in history.
For a moment, the parallel universes are one, bringing that galaxy far, far away a little closer to home. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heintjes in Flagstaff, Arizona.